Well, after some time in the book that we are studying on Sunday mornings, you've no doubt know what the name of the book means. The name of the fifth book of the New Testament is? It is Acts. And why does it have that name? Well, it's talking about the Acts. Sometimes your Bible will say Acts of the Apostles. But we also learn that it is the Acts of the Lord Jesus Christ through his apostles. What is, would you say, the most neglected act of God's people today that you find taking place consistently through the book of Acts? Some might say, well, it's soul winning. Some might say, well, I find exhortation a lot in the book of Acts. I find a lot of Bible study in the book of Acts. But I submit to you that one of the most neglected is the act of prayer. Again, this is something that I've been challenged with for this new year, and so I wanted to look at something today in the book of Acts, going back to where we were some time ago, and I'll tell you where that is in just a moment. But something that I was thinking of. In your own mind, name the times you can remember in the Gospels where the disciples are recorded as praying. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Can you think of any time when a disciple prayed? Can you remember times Jesus prayed? Many times. How many times did his disciples pray in the Gospels? Can't. Now, they made requests of Jesus, but he had instructed them, when you pray, pray to the Father in my name. And obviously, with Jesus still on the earth, he was right there. And you could say, you could make the argument, well, yes, they prayed to him. They would request of him, Lord, help us to understand this and so forth. That's a prayer. But nothing like what you find in the book of Acts. And what is it you find them doing consistently and constantly in the book of Acts? And not just individually, but I'm going to use the word corporately, together. They would pray one with another together. Let me ask you, when do you pray individually? In other words, when you're all by yourself, is there a time when you pray? And then let me ask you, and when do you pray corporately? Because you find both in the book of Acts. That is, you pray with someone else. D. Edmund Hebert, in his book on prayer, said this: almost every chapter in the book of Acts contains a reference to or a record of some prayer uttered. So, taking up his challenge, I went through the book of Acts, got my Greek concordance out, found all the words for prayer in the book of Acts. And there's at least two words in the Greek for prayer. They're both used, one just once, but the other one quite a few times. A total of 21 times in the book of Acts you find the word prayer. Well, there's 28 chapters, so yeah, that's almost every chapter, but not quite every chapter. Out of those 21 times, and it took me some time. I had to go through the book of Acts and I had to read all of these and track these things down. Out of those 21 times, how many times was it an individual praying and how many times was it disciples praying with other disciples or apostles praying with the church and so forth? Which would you think took place more? Now, I'm going to take a poll. By the way, they've got this really neat way of taking polls. Barrick does this in his Sunday school class. It's all by phone. And I don't, Carol, you know how to do that? You need to teach me that because I want to start taking polls. And he takes polls in Sunday school, and he has the answers instantly on his phone from the class. But since I don't know how to do that, bow your heads, close your eyes, and I'm going to ask you a question here, all right? Is there more individual prayer in Acts or corporate prayer? Now, if you think that there is more individuals praying by themselves in the book of Acts, raise your hand. Hands down. If you think it's more corporate prayer, where people are praying together, raise your hand. You may look up. Those who guessed the last one, corporate prayer, that is correct. Out of the 21 times, 16 of those 21 times are people praying together. What do we neglect so much today? Is praying together. Praying together. Prayer and acts are inseparable. Whether it's the acts of the apostles or the acts of the believer today. Here in Acts chapter 2, 42, and I didn't tell you where we were going yet, but please go to Acts 2, 42. You know this verse, you've seen this, I've preached it. But I want us to go back and see what was the practice of these early Christians, early in the book of Acts. And this is where we read, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. That's corporate prayer. I'm sure that included individual prayer, but I'm sure that included corporate prayer. They continued steadfastly in prayers. That phrase, continued steadfastly, is used 10 times in the New Testament, 6 times in the book of Acts. These Christians continued steadfastly in a number of things together. We are often too busy to pray, but the apostles were busy praying. We need to do this, folks, one for another. But not just one for another, we need to do this with one another. I don't know if you know what it's like when you've been alone for a long time and you finally get an opportunity to pray with someone. It's just like, this is really something. Two of us going before the Lord God of heaven and praying. What a privilege to be able to do that. In his book, Hebert says this, "The devil cares but little how many activities we engage in or how many organizations the church develops, so long as he can keep believers from intensive prayer. The secret of the church's spiritual power today lies not in the multiplication of organizations, the development of skillfully devised plans of operation, the achievement of organizational unity through the consummation of church mergers, nor yet in the swelling of church roles, but in persevering, spirit-taught intercession." That's what the devil's caring about. What is the greatest threat to the devil, folks? Is it this building? Does this building threaten the devil? Is preaching the greatest threat to the devil? Is teaching? Is it Christians who take a separated stand? Is that a big threat to the devil? Is it your financial support of missionaries? Folks, all of those things are threats to him, but the greatest threat to the devil, think about it, the greatest threat to the devil is Christians gathering together to pray. I hate to put it this way, but it is the harnessing of the power of Almighty God to accomplish what God intends to do. And he is so pleased when we pray together. So, when is it that you have your personal time of prayer? Well, that should be without ceasing. Because Paul wrote the Thessalonians and said, very simple verse, the shortest one in the New Testament in the Greek. Pray without ceasing. So we should always be busily engaged in individual prayer. But now, when do you have your corporate prayer? When is it that you pray with other believers? Not for the food before a meal, but when you pray for one another, with one another. I believe you're more likely to continue steadfastly in prayer personally if you continue steadfastly in prayer corporately. Let's pray